Hey, hello there, and welcome this week to my podcast. Glad you're looking over my site as we approach the 1st of February, and a big weekend coming up for all Louisianians who have an interest in politics. There's about 3,000 Louisianians who make the trek up to Washington, D.C., where it's very, very cold right now, and take in the Washington Mardi Gras Ball. This is an annual event that's been going on from, going on from back in the 50s. And it's a way of the Washington crowd kind of staying in touch with what's happening in Louisiana, become an annual affair with a huge turnout up there. Elected officials galore from the governor on down. Many business people all go up to network and do a lot of business. Starts on Thursday, the 29th, and goes through Sunday with all kinds of special events. There's luncheons, there's meetings galore. There's a big, huge reception on Thursday night put on by a number of various sponsoring groups like various parishes and businesses throughout Louisiana. On Friday night is a dinner dance, and on Saturday there's the presentation of the Queen of the Washington Mardi Gras, her court. Big royal gathering there with, like I say, all the royalty, the political royalty of Louisiana in tow. So it's going to be quite a time. I'm going up on Thursday with my wife Gladys. A number of friends will join me up there. And I'm looking forward to an active time. Next week on the website, I'll have a whole series of pictures that I took at the Washington Mardi Gras Ball, and I'll share them with you then. I'm also going to play the hooky and take the train. I've been on the train for a while. I grew up on the train. My dad's with the Kansas City Southern Railroad. I've ridden all over the world on trains. I'm taking the train from Washington, D.C. to New York to spend couple of days with my oldest daughter, who's expecting her second child. So I'm looking forward to visiting with my one grandchild and getting ready for a new grandchild up in New York. I will be taking all that in. In the meantime, I don't know if our new president will peek in and take advantage of it, but I hope he does. And there will always be a lot of different federal officials up there to take in this big gala event. And you'll be seeing lots of news coverage, and you folks that are in Louisiana know what a big special event this is. So I just share that with you. I'm looking forward to going up and taking it all in. Quite a contrast in weather, getting out my winter clothes to go up there. Today, this is midweek. On Thursday, the 27th, I played golf in 80-degree weather out here this afternoon. Maybe that's why my throat is a little shaky. So we go from feast to foul when it comes to weather in Louisiana, and we're certainly having a nice break in the temperature here right now. Number of legislators from Louisiana up in Washington this week went up ahead for a few days at their own expense. Large Baton Rouge delegation to kind of network with Congress and get to know some people up in Washington, particularly in the area of road funds, because there's so much road work that needs to be done back here, and that's something of interest I'll share with you. And then it also would be interesting to start jockeying for 2010, the U.S. Senate race in Louisiana, where the National Democratic Party had profiled Senator David Vitter in Louisiana as the most vulnerable Republican senator they want to knock off. And interesting to see Vitter's reaction. He's become the conservative of the Senate, opposing almost anything the Republicans are doing. The lone vote in many committee meetings against Democratic proposals was only of only two senators who voted against Hillary Clinton to be confirmed as Secretary of State. So his politics is to try to put his personal problems in years past aside, let people in Louisiana focus on how strong a conservative he is. Don't worry about what the national press says, and hopefully that puts him into a role from his perspective of getting himself reelected. There's a lot of people in Louisiana, I can tell you, that want to take a different approach and don't want Vitter there. It's going to be a Donnybrook. It's going to be a very expensive race. I don't know who the Democrat is. There's a lot of rumors floating around. I'll write about it here in the next few weeks. But you can count on this being one of the most watched U.S. Senate races in the country. And maybe the good point is it'll bring a little attention here down here to our home state as we continue to meet problems involving crime and involving recovering from Katrina. Our new governor and our legislature really had their hands full with a $2 billion shortfall at the state capitol. And so I'm sure they're hoping to get a little break, and maybe the attention will bring more focus on Louisiana. I don't know, but you can count on it. If I had to guess right now, I would think that the Vitter U.S. Senate reelection race will probably cost all the candidates combined some $25 to $30 million, one of the most expensive races in all of America. So just share that with you, and I'll try to write a column about it next week. Hey, wherever you are, glad you're checking into my site this week. Have a good week. Hope it stays warm wherever you are, and we'll talk to you again soon. Take care.